Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. In moments like these, and I pray in every moment that my heart is giving Him praise and that my life is saying, I love you, Lord. Amen. He certainly loves us. We wouldn't know what love was had it not been for Him. Amen. The devil doesn't know what love is, but that's his fault. And he had an opportunity and rejected it. It's all about him. But for us, it's all about him. Amen. Hallelujah. It's nice to be back together again this morning. Just a couple of quick things here. So I don't think there was a prayer request turned in, but our brother William seems to be battling with a cold, something on that order. We come up with names for these devils, you know. This kind of a devil, that kind of a devil. Anyway, let's agree together for our brother's complete and total healing. And the devil knows where to attack us, you know. If your voice is what you're using for the Lord, well, that's what he's going to attack, whatever it might be. So we'll agree together in this battle. We're thankful once again to have our brother Timothy with us, and I'm going to insist that he bring his lovely wife, Sister Joanna, with him at some point. Now, she was going to come a while back, but a grandchild was born, and I'd be a hypocrite if I said, oh, well, so what? You know, no, that definitely trumps traveling to another country. So we certainly understand that. And we know that the Lord's timing is perfect. Anyway, we ask that the Lord would just continue to bless his family. And he's got two boys in Germany. He's got one over in Maryland and D.C. area. And of course, his wife is back in Ghana. The church is in Accra in Ghana. And he's here. So they're spanning the globe this morning. But we want our brother to take his liberty this morning. And we look forward to whatever the Lord has for us. And our trust is in him. His trust is in him. So if we're all looking to the same one, we will be certainly blessed this morning. Amen. So as our brother Timothy comes, I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now. Oh, yes, I need you.
Lord. Hallelujah. We really need him. And we are trusting him. And he will help us. For he knows we can't do without him. And he's our very present help in time of our needs. Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, our kinsman Redeemer, our Lord and our God, our all in all. Yes, Father, without you, we can do nothing. So, Lord, we need you. We need you right now. You know our needs. You know our challenges. And you know we can't do without you. So please come and help us in this stage of our journey. We thank you so much for all that grace has done for us. And we are looking and depending upon that same grace that began that good work in us. That grace will continue with us until we come to the end of our journey. We ask that you forgive us of all that is not pleasing in your sight, from the pulpit to the pew, from the oldest to the youngest. We are all depending upon thee. Be with us. And we pray that none of us will leave here and go back the same. Speak to us. Speak to our hearts. Speak to our needs. Lord, and may we be made whole to the glory of your name. Thank you so much. As we ask your blessings upon the service, the preaching of your word, and everything, be with us as we dedicate ourselves to you. And once again, the whole day to you. Thank you for being our help and our Savior. Thank you. We ask your blessings in the precious name of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. We pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you. Shake hands with somebody and say, God bless you. The prophet said that's the greatest thing we can say to anybody is God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. It's a privilege to serve the Lord. And we're happy to be in the house of the Lord. And I bring greetings to you from Accra, Ghana, West Africa. Amen. And the saints send greetings. My family send greetings. My pastor and the church send greetings. And the believers send greetings. So your friends also send greetings. Praise the Lord. So it's a privilege to be here this morning, and I thank our pastor for giving me this opportunity to be here and just to fellowship with the saints and encourage ourselves. We thank God for the prophet and the message that we receive, and we thank God for his servants. I pray for the pastors and the ministers, and I pray, Lord, bless them so that they will always be a blessing to us. And we are just here to encourage ourselves. Thank you for coming to church. Are you happy?
Yes.
Just be happy.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our God is good to us.
Yes.
It's a privilege to come to church. And it's a privilege to be a child of the King.
Yes.
To recognize we are children of the Most High God.
Yes.
And our Father has not forsaken us. Our Father is with us.
Amen.
He promised to be with us. And he is with us. God bless you. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Exodus. And Exodus 15. And just say some few things. Just to remind ourselves of some few things. From the message. From the scriptures and the message. Praise the Lord. Exodus chapter 15. Let's read from verse 22. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea. And they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" And he cried unto the Lord. And the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance. And there he proved them. And said, "If thou would diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandment, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee." And they came to Elim, where there were 12 wells of water, and 70 palm trees, and they encamped there by the waters. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Amen. Shall we please be seated? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we are happy to be back in the house of the Lord. And we thank God that our home going is coming closer and closer. And soon we'll be out of here. Hallelujah. We are looking forward to that day. Hallelujah. When our blessed Lord we shall see. The prophet of God said, "Impartial realization will become perfect realization." Our sons, our preaching, our testimonies will all be fulfilled in Christ. The son said, "It will be worth it all when we see Jesus." It will be worth it all. What a day that will be. We are really looking forward to that day. The prophet said, when John saw it in the book of Revelation, the blessing that is awaiting the believer and the judgment that is coming upon the wicked ones, John said, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." So soon and very soon, he will be here. Everything is pointing to that day. And we are looking forward to that day. This morning, just to encourage ourselves, from the scriptures that we have read, we want to speak on God will sweeten your waters of Marah. The waters of Marah. When we speak of Marah, we know it's bitterness. Praise the Lord. That's why Naomi, when he came back, he said, "Don't call me Naomi." He said they should call her Marah. When she came back from the land of the Moabites, and she lost her husband, and she lost her children, and it was difficult. And I said, "No, don't call me Naomi, call me Marah." Because she has some bitter experiences. And so, in our journey, as we are here, it is part of the program of Jehovah that we come sometimes to the waters of Marah. It's Marah, it's bitter. Sometimes in this journey we come to bitter experiences. And sometimes we wonder why. How would I wish we don't have those kind of problems? Every one of us, no one would want to have it. But it is part of the program of Jehovah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's part of the plans of our God. Because when Jesus was even speaking to the disciples, and they said, we have left everything. We have left everything that we have. We've left it and we have come to follow you. What will be our reward? What are we going to get? I'll give you mothers. I'll give you fathers. I'll give you this. And I'll give you tribulations. So it's part of the gifts. Hallelujah. Yeah, it's part of it. So, we ask for grace. That when we come to the waters of Marah, we have enough grace to go through it. For the scripture tells us, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord delivers them. The Lord delivers them from all. So we have afflictions. But remember, he will deliver us. Your affliction may be different from my afflictions. For every one of us are different. We are peculiar. We are special. And we have been called for specific purposes in the kingdom of God. Every one of us, there is none of us that is here for being sick, for nothing. We are all here for a purpose. Amen. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. The God of varieties. The God that made the mountains and the valleys and the oceans and the streams. And a God of varieties. What a wonderful God he is. And that's how he wants us to be. So he made us different. He could have made us all one. But he's a God of varieties. That is his own choice. That is his own decision. Nobody tells him what to do. He's the great master architect. The great designer. And we, all of us, just like a beautiful garden to him. Hibiscus and this one and the desert place. And it's God of varieties. And so we have, you know, we have the summer, we have the winter, we have whatever you call it. We have the day, we have the night. Hallelujah. And the prophet said, you have to have a night to appreciate the daylight. You have to have a wrong to appreciate the right. It's all working together to God's good and his glory. We are on a battlefield, not on a picnic ground. So we have to have this, the night, so that we can appreciate the day. That's God doing it. Now you have a winter when it's cold and the snow, and I just coming from New York and a lot of snow over there. And you come to this place and there is no snow here. We come and just dress up and I come here and people are just walking. Wow. Praise the Lord. It's the God we are serving. When it is day somewhere, it is night somewhere. So God is great and God is in control over his creation. The prophet said he has never lost interest in anything that he creates. So he has not lost interest in you. The scripture tells us he is mindful of us. For we have been made for his own purpose. Amen.
And for the purpose of which he brought us here, that purpose can never be defeated. That's why he said, I am watching over my word and I will perform it. We are different. So we are not supposed to compare ourselves with ourselves. I am different and you are different. Amen. We are made differently to serve different purposes. When you read the scripture, you read about Paul, you read about Peter, different. The disciples were all different. And God used them in diverse and different ways. He decides when he called us, when he called you, he knew why he called you. You don't know. I don't know. He has to tell you. He has to show us this is why I called you. And he has to do with us what seemeth good in his sight. Hallelujah. One time we saw how Paul or Peter was thrown into jail. While he was in jail, he was even sleeping among two soldiers in chains. Then the angel of the Lord came and woke him up and led him out and told him where to go. Paul and Silas were also in jail one day, one time. They beat them, they threw them into jail. And the Bible said they started to sing. Peter was sleeping when the angel got there. Among two soldiers, Paul and Silas were singing and praising God, clapping and worshiping God. And the Bible said, and other prisoners heard them singing. And they sang so much until heaven joined them to sing. The prison doors, everything, earthquake shook the place. Two brothers worshiping. Two beaten brothers. They have been beaten, they have been kicked, they have been maltreated, and they've been thrown to jail. But that did not stop them from worshiping God. In their afflictions, they were singing. They could have sat down and complained. What was, what's all this? Why God? Why have you forsaken us? No, no, no. To them, it was a privilege to suffer for Christ. You remember in the book of Acts, when they were beaten, the Bible said the disciples came back rejoicing, counting themselves worthy to suffer for the cause of Christ. They had no regret. No wonder Apostle Paul said, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. You remember the Bible tells us in the book Hebrews 11, the book, the 11th chapter, how they even refused deliverance. They were tortured, they were afflicted, and they refused, some of them, they refused deliverance. They wanted them just to go, just to deny Christ. Say, no, 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 no. We are not denying Christ. We choose to die. They refused deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. May the Lord Jesus help us. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible said when Paul and Silas were singing, the other prisoners heard them, and there was earthquake, the place shook, and the doors were open. Oh, they could have said, oh yeah. When the door, the angel came and opened Peter, Peter went out. Let's go. They didn't do that. They stayed. Though the doors were open, they stayed. Because you have to be led by the Spirit of God. You don't just do something because that sister did it. That, no, you must be led. The Bible told us they were sitting down there. No, they're just talking about the goodness of God. Look at the man watching over us. He's sleeping. If we want to go, we'd have gone. But we will not go, we stay. God's ways are past finding out. If they had run out, the jailer and his family would have been lost. The reason they went to jail was for that family. They sat down, they were waiting, they know he would wake up. And when he woke up and he saw the door was open, And he thought, oh, the prisoners are gone. And then he knew the consequence. So he had wanted to end his life. Said, no! Don't do that! We are here. He thought it was finished. And sometimes you might think it is finished. And you are finished. But you are not finished. Don't end your life. I don't know what to do with my life. He knows what to do with your life. Just turn your life over to him. Hallelujah. No, we are here. Then he said, what shall I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou and thy household shall be saved. Amen. If they had run out, you would not see this written in the scriptures. But because they stayed there, this was written. Because their being in prison was to save a man's life. To save a family. Brother Branham said, one soul worth 10,000 of this world. One soul that is saved. What 10,000 of the Americas and the Europe and whatever. 10,000. And the prophets said, sometimes a witness must suffer a little. So God might use your suffering, your pain, to minister to somebody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What are we talking about? May God sweeten your waters of Mara. After they were beaten, and they said, oh, this man woke up and said, no, we are here. What shall I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be saved. Oh, they sent to them, said, okay, let the prisoners go. They said, we are not going anywhere. You beat us in public? You want us to go in secret? No. You yourself come here. They have to dictate and tell the people what to do. That's what God can do. God has not lost control over creation. He's in charge. Amen. It might be chaotic to you, but remember, there is nothing chaos to God. God is in absolute control. He knows what to do at all time. And remember, he's never late. He's always on time. May God sweeten your waters of Mara. Hallelujah. He has a purpose for my life and he has a purpose for your life and for his church. He knows what he's doing. He knows what is happening around the message and in the message. And people that say that he knows all about it. He knows every character. He knows whatever. He knows all about it. There is nothing that is happening today in this world, in America, in Africa, in Europe, that Jehovah God does not know. There is nothing that is happening under the umbrella of the message of the hour that Jehovah God doesn't know. He knows all about it. Hallelujah. Oh, then we should cast our cares upon him. Amen. We should rest on him. Amen. Knowing that we are not here by accident, but we are here for a purpose. Amen. And the purpose of the Almighty God can never and will never be defeated. Amen. It's God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't forget, the prophet of God said, we fight every day. Every Christian fights a battle every day. Every Christian fights a battle every day. Are there Christians here? Who is a Christian here? We are Christians. If you are Israel, let's see if you are Christian. Amen. All right, praise the Lord. I am also. So he said, We fight every day. Every Christian fights a battle every day. We are in a warfare right now, going on constantly within us, between right and wrong. We are not on picnic. No, it's not a picnic, it's a battle. And we're going to fight. And sometimes in our trials, we wonder, where is he? Sometimes you fasted, you prayed. Oh, you've done what the Bible said. You know, whatever you know to do as a Christian, you've done it. You've made right, you've done it. And you expect him to come, and he's not coming. Have you been there? Have you been there? And you are looking. And you are looking. And you are expecting him. And the prophet of God said, the Christian life. He said, it seems the Christian life holds a lot of disappointments. He said, if one is not absolutely based on scripture, taught on scripture, no scriptures, believe the scriptures, it seems the Christian life holds a lot of disappointments. Amen. He didn't stop there. He said, but those disappointments are God's divine will happening to us. He said, it might not look so, but it is. Those disappointments are God's divine will happening to us. You prayed. You've sought the face of God. You've done what should be done. You are waiting for him. You're looking up to him. You prayed. You've lived the life that should be lived. As a Christian, as a man, as a husband, as a wife, you prayed. You fasted. You've made right that should be done. And you are waiting, and it seems that God is silent. Where is he? Oh Lord, take away this reproach from me. Oh God. And he's silent. It seems strange when a person has done all that they can do, that they have fulfilled all that they can do, that they have fulfilled every request that God has asked them to do, and still he is silent. When you have done all that God has requested you to do, and still he is silent, just be sure that you know God. And remember, faith is silent. Faith is silently waiting. He is only testing your faith to see what you will do. God does that. It's only testing your faith. When you have done all that you know to do, you've prayed, you've done what should be done, and God is silent. Yeah. And the devil comes, so where is your God? So where is your God? So what are you getting out of all this fasting and prayer and crying? What do you get out of it? And sometimes point you, look at this one there. He's doing fine. Look at that one. They don't even go to church. They don't even believe what you believe. And look at them, they are fine. So what is the point? Have you been there?
Yes, sir.
But remember, he's just testing you. God is just testing you. Don't be discouraged. He's just testing you. He said, look at the Hebrew children that believe in God. And they were sure that they were right with God. And he let them walk right into the fiery furnace before he ever moved. They've done right. They stood for God. Remember this. He's just testing you. I said, he's just testing you. Let that be a consolation to you. Because he has not forgotten you. He has not forsaken us. But every child that he receives must be tested. So as we are here in our journey, if we are his own, if he has called us, if he has chosen us, remember, he himself, when he became flesh, the Bible said, though he was a son, yet learned he obedience by the things that he suffered. Do you remember that even the Lord Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane? He had his bitter cup to drink. And he said, Father, if it be that we let this cup pass over me. But if not, let that will be done. The Bible said, and he sweated like blood coming out. God will sweeten your waters of Mara. The waters of Mara, he will sweeten for you. So count on his presence in darkness and dawn. Oh, sometimes, many a time, we are in a point we are so discouraged. We feel, what else can I do? Remember this. If you've ever been to school, whether homeschool or public school or whatever school, remember this. There's a time the teacher, the lecturer will speak and talk and give lessons and give this. And you can ask questions. If anything, say, if you don't, anybody don't understand, you can ask. And then it will be explained. But there comes a time also when the teacher is quiet. He doesn't speak again. When? When you are being tested. When you are being tested, the teacher don't speak again. When you are being tested, the teacher don't explain nothing. When you are being tested, the teacher don't smile with you again. Even if you want to smile, he will turn his head. He will turn his face. Oh, but the teacher, now he doesn't talk again. Now it's time. It's time. He's serious. He doesn't want movement, doesn't want talking. Why? You are being tested. And when God is testing us, God is quiet. God doesn't explain. He doesn't explain to you, to me, to anybody, I'm testing you. He doesn't even tell you. When he told Abraham, take your son that you love, even Isaac that you love, take him, go to Mount Moriah. I will show you where to go. I want you to offer him a sacrifice for me. God didn't explain to him. God did not tell him, I'm testing you. God didn't say that to him. God spoke his word. You do this. The Bible says, when he brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, he made them to hunger and test to prove them. In their journey, when they were thirsty, not that God could not give them, but he tested them. Right. To prove them, he said, to know what was in their heart. Yes, sir. Right. May the Lord help us. They did not know that God was testing them. But we are in a better place today to know that God tests us. When you are confronted with situations and problems and needs, remember, he's testing you. If we have met his requirement, like the Shunammite woman or the widow of Zarephath, then we know he's just testing us. The prophet of God said, when you have a trial or a test, it shows that grace, the grace of God has found you. You find favor with God, and God believes that you will stand the test. And God believes you will stand the test. God believe in you. Like he believed in Job. It was not Job that called for God to test him. It was God that called for it. It was God that told the devil, have you considered my servant Job? That there is none like him? A man that feared God. A man that ensured evil. A man that prayed. A man that fasted and prayed. Prayed for himself and prayed for his family. And yet he was tested in such a way. Not because he sinned, because he was righteous. Not because he was not walking upright, because he was upright. Not because he didn't know, God had confidence in him. May God sweeten your waters of Mara. To know that you are not the one, the first person. I am not the first person, and I will not be the last person. But remember this, that God is testing us. And he will sweeten your waters of Mara. God will sweeten the waters of Mara. He makes way where there is no way. He was testing Job. And then the test was so severe. Job, he has fasted. He has prayed. He has prayed for even the children. He prayed for them. Right. When they go, I say, maybe my children, they might have said something that they should not say. We that are here, how many of us can say we pray like Job was praying for the family? Job was sacrificing for the family. When they go out, he prayed for them, for the family. Such a righteous man, a man that feared God, that ensured evil, and yet he was tested. Like nobody else has been tested. He went through things that, look, my goodness. Just because when God told the devil, ask Satan, have you considered my servant Job? That there is none like him on the earth. He feared God. He's a just man. He's a righteous man. God himself said that. God had confidence in his servant. God said, that's my servant. Yes, sir. Can God say that about you? Can he say that about me? That's my servant there. That boy is my servant. That young man there is my servant. That young woman there is my servant. That grandma, that's my servant. Can God say that about us? He said, my servant Job. Have you considered him? Brother Branham said, a man can live such a life until the devil will not know what to do with him. And I think the devil didn't know what to do with Job again. Because this is what he said. He said, is Job serving God for nothing? For not? Is it not because you've made the edge over Job? And you don't allow anything to touch him. Okay, my question is, how did the devil know or knew that there was an edge over Job? How did he know? How did he know there was an edge over Job? How will you know that this door is locked or it's not locked? How will you know? Unless you try to open it. When you try, then you will know whether it's locked or it's not locked. So the devil might have tried Job in many ways. He didn't get in. So he just let... He forget about that brother there. Oh, may God help us to live such a life until he will not know what to do with us. And then we get out of here. Until God called him. You cannot go. We have eternal security. We have protection. No devil can harm us. Nothing can touch you. Nothing can happen to you unless God allows it for a purpose. Trust in Jehovah God. Trust in your God. He is our shield. He's our defense. He's our protection. He's all a mighty fortress. He's our God. Our bulwark never failing. Nothing can harm us. Nothing can touch you. Jehovah is your protection. Jehovah is your God. Jehovah is watching over us. Nothing can harm us. Whatever God allows to happen is for a purpose. Don't feel discouraged and don't be discouraged. God is mindful of us. He allowed trials and challenges to come so that you will have a testimony. You have something to tell. We are going to tell our stories. The meeting in the air is going to be a testimony meetings. You must have your testimony. Our trials are our testimonies. May God sweeten your waters of Mara. God said, have you considered my servant? You can go and do whatever you want to do. Don't touch his life. Don't go beyond what I'm telling you. Satan cannot go beyond God's order. He cannot. No matter how much he tries, he cannot. Hallelujah. Satan cannot. He can't take me out of here until God has finished with us. Brother Branson, until God has finished with us, nothing can take us out of here. I believe that strongly. Nothing. Trust in the Lord. So don't let devil, don't let him put fear in you. You are going to die. If we die, we'll rise again. Because Jesus said, I am the resurrection and I am the life. May God sweeten our waters of mouth. God didn't tell Job, I'm testing you. I'm going to allow you to be tested. God didn't tell Job. He didn't tell him. And they will not tell you too. There are many things God allowed just to give us a test. May the Lord help us. Sometimes we complain. Sometimes we murmur. Sometimes, this one and that one. Brother Brown said, God don't want to see us murmuring. No, he doesn't. He wants us to be up and be doing. To know that he, our God, is able. To know that he has not forsaken us. To know that our God is good. And when we come to that place, we are so blessed. Say, I'm so blessed. I'm too blessed to be bitter. When God takes us through grace, oh, hallelujah, say, I'm too blessed to be bitter against anybody. Whoever did this, I'm too blessed. Bitterness has no place. Envy has no place. Jealousy has no place. Anger has no place. Oh, he did this to me. He did that to me. He did that to me. And you know. Oh, hallelujah. Even somebody came to curse David. David said, let him curse me. He said, God said he should do it. So that God will bless me. Oh, Lord, help us. God didn't tell Job. God didn't tell Abraham when he said, take your son. He didn't tell him. He didn't tell them, I'm testing you. The word of the Lord only came to them and God, just do this for me. Just, oh my goodness. But they took it. And they acted upon the word of the Lord. God give us a revelation. God help us. Hallelujah. Joseph was tested. We know the story. We have read about it. Many times we always refer to them. But look at the life of Joseph. Love of the father, hated by his brethren. He told his dreams. And because of his dreams, he was hated by his own brothers. He never understood why. Why this? The Bible told us, when he spoke his dreams, the father observed them. Why his brothers were hating him. And they were looking for the opportunity. All along, laughing with him, smiling with him, they were looking for an opportunity to get rid of him. And God was just laughing. Because when they thought the opportunity has come, they didn't know that it was just the program of God. When they said, let us sold, oh, let's kill him, let's kill him. They said, no, we shouldn't kill him. No, let's sell him. We can make money out of him rather than to kill him. And God was laughing. Oh, hallelujah. What a mighty God we are serving. Listen, our lives here on earth has been pre-planned. It has been pre-arranged by God before we came here. Maybe of all your family, God made your mama and papa to marry your great-grandma, grandpa, all because of you. So that you come out of that family. Great-great-granny got married and then this was born and that was born and that, and all along you were the one that God was looking for. Hallelujah. Like Rahab got married to what they call it, Simon or whatever. And then Jesse and David and Jesus. So God might have allowed us to pass through the family tree in which we pass through. There might be many brothers and many sisters and many, but all God was looking for you to bring you here at this closing moment of time. To believe this message of Malachi 4. To stand the trials and the challenges. To prove to the devil that God is still God. And God has his people. And you are one of his own. Oh, praise the Lord. Do you know? Brother Branham said, even the natural birth is more mysterious than the virgin birth. Do you know how many egg dies and how many germs of life die before you were born? Certain egg and certain germ of life must meet. How many died before that? So even in the natural birth, you overcame. If you overcame in the natural birth to be conceived, in the spiritual birth, you also make it. The God that saw to it that some kind of a seed and a gem will meet so that I will come into this life. And he told Jeremiah, before you were a clot of blood, before, not when, before you were a clot of blood in your mother's womb, I ordained you a prophet unto the nations. God ordained you to be here. Before you were a clot of blood in your mother's womb, God chose you. God ordained us. God predestinated us. And he saw to it that we are here. Nobody can take us out of here. Until God's purpose has been accomplished. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Oh, yes. I believe it. I say, I believe it. Let's believe the word of the Lord. Let's trust Jehovah God. Let's hold on to the word of the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. May God sweeten your waters of Marah. Look at Joseph. Look at what he went through. From his family, his own brothers, to the house of Potiphar. From the house of Potiphar, he went to jail. For what? For refusing to commit adultery. Refusing to leave his sin, throw into jail. How the devil might be condemned. You see, if you have done this thing, nobody would know. By now you would have been in Potiphar's house. Eh? Look at what you were enjoying in Potiphar's house. God has something better than Potiphar's house. God has something better for us. Hallelujah. Satan, if you have stayed this thing, if you have listened to Potiphar's wife, now you will not have been in prison. God has a better plan. God has something glorious. This word is not our own. God has something for us. No wonder the Bible told us, Moses esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than all the pleasures and the treasures and the things of Egypt. He esteemed the reproach of Christ. They took Joseph. From there, he went to prison. Oh my goodness. And Joseph might be wondering, why? What is all this? What is this? Why all these troubles? I've not done anything. I only told the dream to my brothers. And look at what my brothers have done for me. They've done to me. Look at the condition I'm in today. And you might be wondering, why? He will tell us why. God will tell us why. The morning will come. When the morning comes, you will know why. Oh, by and by, when the morning comes, we'll tell our stories, how we overcome. We understand it better. Oh, God, sweeten the waters of your children. May your waters of Marah be sweet, knowing that the morning will soon come. The morning will soon break. What a glorious morning it will be. Where you will never have a pain in your finger. When there will never be any gray hair. When there will never be ear pain or back pain or stomach pain. Nothing of cancer. No disease will be mentioned. No old age will be there. What a day that will be. What a time is ahead of us. Our glory is going to be for us. Oh God, sweeten the waters of your children. May God sweeten your waters of Marah. There is another body waiting for us. No sickness can harm there. No sickness can enter. No pain, no germ can enter there. Hallelujah. Will no more be dieting over there. Amen. No more medications. No more this. We are tired of all these things. But the morning is coming. Hallelujah. Oh, may God sweeten your waters of Marah. Joseph was fine in the house of Potiphar, and things was fine. And just as he was to relax, something set him. Everything went. He was in prison. Nothing that he has done. They told lies about him. Those who told lies, they would have been regretting. They would have regretted. Potiphar, his wife, that told lies. Oh, think about it. When Joseph got to the right hand of Pharaoh, and when Joseph is coming, and the trumpet is blown, Potiphar and his wife, they will all bow. That woman that lied, he said, this is where my lie has led Joseph. She will be grateful to tell that she has told a lie. If I've not lied about it, this man will not be. Now you have to bow. Every day shall bow. Amen. Whether they like it or not, they bow. Amen. Everything that is done against us, all things work together for our good.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Whatever they will do against you today, at the end, you will be laughing. We'll be rejoicing. Because our God can turn it all around like this. That is the God we are serving. They took Joseph to prison. He was there. Some other people came to prison. All those things came because of Joseph. Those men that came to prison because of Joseph. Because God has his plan already. And God has his plan drawn for you already. Nothing will change it. Whatever will happen, it is coming to you. The end, you will be happy. God will turn it to your joy. The God that turned water into wine can turn your darkness into day. We turn your sorrow into joy. We turn your bitterness into sweetness. We turn sickness to good health. He's our God. Oh, what a mighty God we are serving. May God sweeten your waters of Mara. When he was there and he thought everything is gone, everything is over. No, it was not over. God was working. Hey, God is still working in your condition, in your situation, in your trials, in your difficulties, in your disappointment. God is working. He's alive. He's doing something for you. He's working on something for you. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody give a clap of it to Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory to God. It's working. It's doing something that the enemy doesn't know. God is doing something that the enemy doesn't know. For God said, I know the thoughts I think of you. I know the plans I have for you. Plans of good. Plans of good. And not of evil. To bring you to an expected end. I will do it. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, the vision is for an appointed time. At the end, it will speak. If it are, wait for it. God will turn your darkness into day. You will sit in the waters of Mara. Hallelujah. Oh, think about Joseph. Think about Joseph in Potiphar. Think about him. His brothers against him. Kick him here and there. Smoke against him. Kick him. Oh, shut up there. Oh, go away. Oh, here and there. And they told him. They thought they've gotten rid of him. Oh, no. How can you get rid of a person when God has not gotten rid of him? Balaam said, how can I curse whom the Lord has not cursed? When he was hired, paid to come and curse Israel. When he opened his mouth, God put the words there. Amen. Hallelujah. Balak said, I brought you here to curse them. And you are blessed. They say, yes. What can I do? God has blessed them. I can't curse it. I cannot reverse it. We have been blessed. We are blessed. Nobody can curse us. Nobody can reverse it. We are the apple of his eye. We are the chosen of God. We are the elect of God for this hour. No devil, no demon power, nothing can change the program of Almighty God. Nobody. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. What a mighty God we are serving. Rest in Jehovah. Brother Brown said Christianity is resting. Rest in God. Rest in the Word. Sleep in Christ. What? I mean, live in Christ. It's rest. Because the works were finished before the foundation of the Word. It is not your choice. It is not my choice. It is not our choice to be Christians. It is our Father's choice. It is God's choice. Say, ye have not chosen me. I have chosen you. It is not your desire to be a Christian. It is God's desire. It is God's program. It is God that called you. It is God that saved us. And God didn't save us to lose us tomorrow. No. He will never lose me. He will lose me. Because I am engraving in his palm. And nobody can snatch me out of there. Nobody can snatch you out of there. No matter the trial, no matter the difficulties, all trials will come. Sickness will come. Diseases will come. But the program of God will never be altered. Amen. Oh, may God straighten your waters of Mara.
Oh, the king's cupbearer told Joseph, when I go, what you are telling me today, if it come to pass, I will mention your name to Pharaoh. Mention his name for what? What is he going to say? He was being careful not to make another mistake to be thrown to jail again. But God of Joseph is there. The God of Joseph was working when Joseph didn't know. When that man came to prison and Joseph told a dream and he went out. And Joseph has never understood his own dream yet. Yet he interpreted people's dream. And it came to pass. Brother Abraham said, a gift is not for yourself. The gift is for others. But God was still in control. God was still in charge. And I want you to know this morning, he's in charge. There have been many things happening in your life that you might not understand, but he's in charge. He knows about it. Sister, he knows. Tell somebody he knows about it. Tell somebody by you, our God knows about it. Tell your brother. Tell somebody God knows about it. Tell somebody he knows about it. He knows all about it. He knows all about us. Oh, hallelujah. He knows about me. He knows about you. He has a plan for my life. He has a plan for you. Even in your sickness. Even in the condition you are in today. Even in your disappointment. He knows all about it. You remember in the church ages, he told the Smyrna church age, I know. I know your suffering. I know your pain. I know your sorrows. I know all about you. But be faithful to death. Just be faithful to death. I know all about it. He knows all. Your fasting, your prayer, he knows about it. Your longings, your desire, he knows all about it. Jesus, when he stood before Pilate, he was telling them, if the power has not been given to you from above, you can do nothing. He told them, he said, I have power. I can ask my father and he will send 12 legions now. And I'll be out of your hands. But he said, how then will the scripture be fulfilled? Because the scriptures has written it. It has already been written. And because it has been written, it has to come to pass. How then will the scripture be fulfilled? We are here for the scriptures to be fulfilled. That's what we are here for. For the scriptures to be fulfilled. Here was Joseph there. And God caused Pharaoh to have a dream. That he never understood it. Nobody understood it. It was scary. Then there was a witness. Somebody gave a testimony. He went to prison to meet Joseph so that he would have a testimony. God is in control. God has pre-planned everything. When Pharaoh was troubled and then everybody was troubled and they don't know. I've remembered. Say, because Pharaoh wants somebody to tell the dream. And this, oh, sir, I remember now. I'm sorry. When you threw me to jail, there was a man there. He has a gift of interpretation. The spirit of the living God is in that man. He told me, we had a dream. And when we had a dream, he told me the interpretation. Both of us had a dream. He said that the baker will die, and he said, I will come. And it happened 3 days. Really? Somebody said, yes. I don't know whether the man is out of prison now, but let's check. Oh, they check. He was still in prison. God kept him there so that Pharaoh will have a dream. And by that he will come out of, because it is God that promotes. It's God that promotes. It's not God that decides. When Pharaoh brought him out, he went to the right hand of Pharaoh. His Mara was made sweet. God sweetened the waters of Mara. When his brothers came, he looked at them. The Bible says Joseph recognized them. And Joseph remembered his dreams. You remember your dream too. Your time will come too. You remember your dream, your desire, your longings. Joseph remembered it. And he looked at him, he said, wow, what is this? Is that the way God can work? Is that the way God does things? The vision is for an appointed time. At the end it will speak. Here was his dream. Materialized. Coming to pass. Fulfilled. Being fulfilled before him. What he never thought would happen. He might have forgotten. But when that hour came, he remembered it. Oh, wow. What is this? What a day it will be. What a time it will be. Joseph told his brothers at the end, you meant evil. God sent me ahead of you to preserve life. There was no bitterness. Too blessed to be bitter. There was no frustration. No, he was so blessed. God has lifted him up. God has fulfilled his joy. His mara has been turned to sweetness. All that he went through, forget about it. When his brothers were even accusing him, he said, forget about it. Don't blame yourselves. Forget about it. God sent me ahead of you. It's not you. It is the plan of God. It is the working of God. He knows all about it. So I don't blame you. I don't hold nothing, no bitterness against you. Because it is not you. It is God that did it. Oh, the waters of Marah, he will sweeten for you. When he brought them out of Egypt, they came to the Red Sea. What are we going to do? What is this? The Egyptians were coming. Their enemies were coming. What are we going to do? The Christian life. If one is not absolutely based on the word of the Lord, it seems the Christian life holds a lot of disappointment. Brother Brown says, sometimes God does things to tear us into pieces. Whew. Let me just get it. He said, now see how God let things happen to tear you all to pieces to test you. Every child that comes to God must be tested. Think it not strange, beloved, when fairy trials come in. It is all done to prove your faith. How God lets this happen to tear you into pieces. Oh, you thought when you come to Christ, all your troubles are over. When you come to Christ, your troubles start. It's not over, it starts. When you come to Christ, the battle starts. When you come to Christ, Brother Brand said, the devil point every gun at you. Fiery here and there, because you have come to Christ. But remember, he is our protection. He's our defense. He's our healer. He's our everything. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Do you love him? Do you love him? If you love him, clap for him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Our God is good. I don't care what you think about me. I might look crazy, but that's okay. I've always said to people, before you can serve Christ, you have to be crazy. You must lose your mind. When you lose your mind, you get the mind of Christ. As much as you are with your own mind, you cannot make it. But when you get the mind of Christ,
Oh, hallelujah. The mind of Christ will please the Lord. The mind of Christ is the word. The mind of Christ is to amen the word of the Lord. May God sweeten your waters of Mara. Listen to what the prophet said here. Oh, there it was. And when they walk into the fiery furnace, under trial, under a test, they head through to the end. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They walk into the fire, they head through to the end. He that endureth to the end shall be saved. But God was there just in a spell of a moment. And he delivered them. They know that they were prayed up. Their sins were confessed. They know they had met every requirement. And yet it seems to be silent. It's only silent to test you. To see really what you are. What's on the inside of you. If you really mean from your heart what you are saying with your lips. He allows you to see what you are saying if it is absolutely from within you. Let me read one more quote somewhere here. Hallelujah. Amen. You love him?
Amen.
I thank God for Malachi 4. Thank God for a prophet.
Amen.
Listen, these are weapons given to us to shape us.
Amen.
To build us up, to encourage us.
Amen.
Oh, when you have the message, everything will be fine. No.
No.
When you have it, you're going to have a trial. You're going to be challenged. You're going to be tested. Those we are reading about Abraham, they were all tested. Noah was tested. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were tested. So you and I will not go without it. Our Lord Jesus was tested. Remember this. I've said that before, maybe here. God is more interested in our character than our comfort. He's more interested in our character than our comfort. And Brother Brown said, character is never made without suffering. He said, the more loyal you are, the more the test. Listen to what the prophet said. Why do we come to these troubles? Why do we come to these troubles? What makes these things come? Why should a Christian ever be perplexed? Why wouldn't everything just run perfect for a Christian? Did you get that? Why wouldn't everything run perfect for a Christian? But it doesn't. And we know it. Do you say amen to that? It doesn't. It doesn't. Everything don't run smooth. Everything run perfect. Oh, my goodness. Sometimes, oh my, our plans are set, somersaulted. Oh, God is going to do it. And I believe them. And then, and God is looking at us. He allowed disappointments to shake us. He said, look at Israel coming out of Egypt. Then Pharaoh's army was behind them. Then there was a Red Sea. Before then, are we to go back? Are we to go forward? And then, oh Moses, oh Moses, oh Moses. There was a Red Sea. He said they were trapped, but not Israel. It was Egyptians. God knew what he was doing. When he sees there is no way, he makes a way. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. My brothers and my sisters, trust in the Lord with all your heart. He has a plan for my life. He has a plan for your life. Like I was saying the other day, 3 years ago, I could not, by this time, I could not walk. I was walking with a walker like this. I could not walk. I could not walk. I could not raise my leg like this. Raise it. No, I couldn't. Raise from here. No, I couldn't. When I lay down, I was lying down like this. I could not turn to this side. I could not turn to that side. I walked catheter for 9 months, going to the hospital in and out. I could not pee. They take it out. I said, take it out. They will take it out. I will not be able to pee. I have to run back to the hospital again. They have to, I said, oh my God. I was low. I was down. And doctor said, there is cancer. You have cancer in your prostate. Oh, you don't have to fear. No, when he mentioned cancer, no. The only thing that came to me, do you fear cancer? Brother Brown said, there is no virtue in fear, in worry. I didn't fear. If that will kill me, fine. Don't let the devil come and torment me with death. No. Don't let him torment you. You're going to die. If I die, I'm not going to him. Why should I fear? No. Trust in the Lord. Amen. And I was saying to myself, this also shall pass. This also shall pass. And I said, Lord, if you take me through, wherever I go, I will testify. Amen. To the glory of your name and to the shame of the devil. When they took the catheter from me, the doctor said, you have to wear pampers. I want pampers, but I'm not wearing pampers now. My brothers and my sisters, never be ashamed to testify of the goodness of the Lord, of the mercies of the Lord, of the grace of the Lord. I said, God, I will testify everywhere. Today, not just when I couldn't. Today, I. Hallelujah. Listen. God is able to sweeten your waters of Marah. Our needs might be different. Our challenges might be different. But our God, some through the flood, some through the trials, some through great sorrows, some through, but all through the blood. We have our different trials and different challenges, but all through the blood and all for the glory of the Lord. Why wouldn't everything, why wouldn't not everything just run perfect for a Christian? But it doesn't. And we know it. Don't we? We know it. Because all of us have our experiences. Things don't work the way you want them to work. We have trials. It doesn't work that way. How we wish everything would just be this way and that way and this way. But it doesn't. And the prophet said, and sometimes we have more troubles when we become a Christian than we did when we were sinners. Sometimes we have more troubles when we become Christians than we did when we were sinners. Hey, I thought when you become a Christian, everything is over. Oh, no. No, not at all. When you become, the battle starts. But remember, in this battle, we are not alone. We are not alone. He said, I will never leave you and I will not forsake you. He said, I am with you. If you don't feel, he's there. It's not your feeling. It's your belief. Brother Brown said, it's not what you feel. It's what you believe. May God sweeten your waters of Marah. He said here, It is written many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers him from them all. God promised many afflictions, strange feelings, and strange things that will be beyond our understanding. Strange feelings. Strange feelings. Think beyond our understanding. Why? But God promised it. But it is always done for our good. We just can't understand it. Because if we did, then it will not be a faith to us. We will go with an understanding. But we do it, and we have it, and we believe by faith, His word, that it is going to work some good thing for us. If we could grasp that today, on this morning, if we could grasp that all of our troubles, and there is none of us immune from them. If we could realize that those things are for our good. It is written in one of the scriptures in the Bible. Trials are brought upon us. Are more precious to us than gold itself. For it is God giving us these trials. After we become His property. Our confession. Our baptism. Our promise is to walk in life for Him. Then every trial that comes upon us is to perfect us for His glory. Right. Is to bring us to a place where God can make Himself more real to us than He was before the trial. Amen. May God sweeten the waters of Marah. Listen, when they came out of the Red Sea, you talk about a miracle. You talk about the supernatural God opening the sea before them, walking on dry ground. And they cross it. And the tambourines, and they were singing, and they were rejoicing. Oh, what a mighty God. How Moses sang in the spirit. Miriam and all the women, and everybody was dancing and worshiping God for that miracle. 3 days, no water. They begin to complain. There's too many problems in the message. Ah, too many problems. This one said this is too many problems. Moses said, look at that. Just now, they forgot everything. They begin to complain. Oh, this man, the message is too many. Hey, the message brought you this far. If the message brought you this far, the message will take you through. Yes. You don't understand it. Leave it. Go forward. 3 days, no water. Trouble starts for the prophet. It's a false prophet. It's a false, some of his things are not true. Hey, God have mercy. Moses suffered a lot. I'm telling you, what the pastors go through is not easy. Moses suffered a lot. Moses, the people will forget it. 3 days, no water. Oh, what is so? And they forgot the Red Sea. Yeah. You talk about the whole sea open, dry land. The water stood here and stood there. And God made a highway through the sea. And they walked 2 million plus animals, goat, sheep, whatever. 2 million. None remained behind. There was not a hoof that was left behind. They all crossed it. And 3 days without water. What's all this? What's all these problems here and there? I don't even see anything in the church now. I don't see any miracle. You don't see any miracle? I'm a miracle. The greatest miracle is salvation. We forget. I don't see anything. What do you want to see? You are hindrance to yourself. You are blinded to the words of God. May God help us. Hallelujah. They were complaining, no water. And then there's something ahead of us. Look, there's water there. And all of them, woo, that's coming. Also, we go on Moses. Look at all this. Look. What's all this? God made them to test it so that they can appreciate the good wine. God could have sweetened that water before they drink it. But he allowed them to taste it. God can keep us all in sound health, sound mind. Nothing. But God has brought it. Brother Bram said, God made us to bypass the theophany, that word body, to come in this flesh, to be tested. When we get over there, there will be no gray hair. There will be no old age. There will be no backache. There will be no bone ache. Nothing. Nothing. Oh, may God sweeten your waters of Mara. God made them to taste it. Everybody complain. God said to Moses, don't worry. Let me read my last quote. There's other, but I will stop right here. And when they were there, and the waters were bitter, and they couldn't drink it. The waters was bitter, and they couldn't drink it. God provided a way. May he provide a way for you. Amen. When they were there, and the waters were bitter, and they couldn't drink it, God provided a way. May God also provide a way for you. Amen. A little old tree swinging there on the bank. Moses just cut it down and threw it into the water. Changed the old thing. Good, sweet water. Now, when you come there, now, when you come up against one of your bitter waters or something another like that, there is a tree, spiritually speaking, tonight, spiritually speaking, hanging over Golgotha or the word tonight, that will sweeten any bitter waters that you may be led by. That's right. The Calvary will sweeten any experience. Many a times, we get into hard places. Hard places. And wonder how. So I just shut my eyes sometime and think. Yonder on Golgotha, where my Redeemer bled and died for my life, then my trial seems so little. I just throw aside and walk on. It makes it sweet. It sweetens every experience I ever had. He always sweetens it when I come to my waters of Mara. When you come to your waters of Mara, look to Calvary. It will sweeten it for you. You are not alone. The waters of Mara, it will sweeten for you. When Christ steps in, the waters of Mara will be sweetened for you. I remember a time when I had a challenge. I might have said it here before, but okay, we are still talking around it. And when I lost my first wife, and it was I was 26 years old. I might have said it here before. And what am I going to do? A young boy, young man, 26. I just married for 1 year. And the woman is gone. With pregnancy. I said, how am I going to face the world? And then the thought came to me. which I believe God spoke to my heart, that God don't make mistakes. And I said to the Lord, Lord, if this is your will for me, I will serve you. This is 41 years ago. I thank God that I'm still serving the Lord. They told me, you have to do all kind of superstitions and things and that. I said, I'm not going to do anything. If God don't protect me, I'm ready to die. My God, if he's not able to protect me, then it's okay for me, because the Bible says, to death we do part. I stood by his grace. They say, if you don't do all this custom and superstition, if you marry, you will die. Your wife will die. I married after 4 years, or almost 5 years. My wife is still alive. I have 5 children. God sweeten the waters of Mara. May God sweeten your waters of Mara. Don't be afraid. He's always there. Try as we can, but he will take us through. Everything that God allows, whatever is happening in your life today, is for your purpose. It's for you. At the end, it will work for your good. Hold on to the gospel. Trials is not supposed to turn us away from our God. It's supposed to keep us close to him. Whatever challenges, if God don't help us, who will help us? Stay with God. That's why Apostle Paul said, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. I know my Redeemer liveth. Our Redeemer liveth. May he sweeten your waters of Mara for you. Whatever it might be, I don't know. But he knows. And you know. But whatever the waters might be, whatever you are in this, at this hour, in the journey we are, may God step in and sweeten that waters. Turn your night into day. If we have to go through it, may God give us strength. Like it was in a song that one of my mothers gave me in my trial. He said, I see not a step before me, yet I journey without fear. He said, for what looks dark in the distance will brighten as I draw nigh. He said, for perhaps the dreaded future is less bitter than I think. He said, the past is still in God's keeping. He said, the future is mercy will clear. And what looked dark in the distance will brighten as I draw nigh. I see not a star before me, yet I journey without fear. May God be with us. May the angel of the Lord go before us and sweeten the waters of Mara. Don't be afraid. Don't be troubled. He has not left us. He's with us. He will sweeten your waters. God bless you. Get up there.
Let's stand. Hallelujah. Let's sing that song, God Leads His Dear Children Along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Hallelujah. Amen. Forgetter is working better and better as time goes by. I just jump out and sing it like we used to, but there we go. Now I probably won't even look, right? No, that's too high. No, you are right. In shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along. Where the water's cool flow bathes the weary one's feet, God leads his dear children along. Some through the some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood.
sorrow, but God gives us song in the night season and all the day long. Sometimes on the mount where the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear.